Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 2 weeks in a row in studio, Rose Gray. Good morning.
Well, not to get too excited here because I won't be here for the next three. So,
The world traveler.
It is. So remember, we got caught up with Antarctica. That was actually postponed twice. Three times, actually. It was a fourth attempt at doing Antarctica.
But you got it in, and it was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing. And I know people are like, okay, get on with it, because we talked a fair amount about it last week. But if you want to talk more Antarctica, I'm never going to get tired of talking about Antarctica. It was a, a life-changing experience?
You could, if it changed your life. Wyatt said you were showing him some photos, and he's like, it's like no place on Earth.
Exactly what it is. So although I love Alaska, and if you guys go all the way back to 2009 when I made my first trip to Alaska with Colleen dragging me on the plane, me kicking and screaming, saying I didn't want to go, I love Alaska and will continue to do Alaska every year because I love it so much, which there is still a few seats left on my Alaska for this year. But this, I don't want to say Alaska pales in comparison, but it's Antarctica is so different.
Right.
So incredibly different. If you have the wherewithal and you ever get the opportunity, I would take it. Take that chance.
So you spoke of the Alaska trip that's there. Talk about the group vacations and what you guys do.
Yeah. So at Fox World Travel, foxworldtravel.com is a robust, wonderful, user-friendly website that I would encourage you to check out often because it changes so much. And there under travel, you will find vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. And within that vacation travel division, we have destination weddings and we have group travel. And that is something that many people have said to me, oh, I do all my own stuff. I couldn't stand being with a group. The beautiful thing about being with a group, especially as you mature in your life, is that somebody's taking care of a lot of the details.
Right.
And you're just enjoying the destination and you have no stress.
Don't even have to be mature in life. When I was hosting shows for the other radio station I work for up in Appleton, taking a group of people down there and having somebody that's in charge that can handle all those issues is huge.
Exactly.
It's a big deal. And you don't think about it. I got spoiled because that's how we did most of the traveling was with Fox World Travel and the group setting. When we go on our own, like this last time when we went, we missed a connection. Somebody, we didn't get the right information because we just didn't have that person with us.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So it's interesting, and I would recommend anybody going on those group trips if you can do it.
And speaking of that, so Tuesday I leave for New Zealand, Australia.
Look at you.
I know. So, and again, there's dozens to choose from. I mean, if we don't have something that you are interested in, you should probably send us an email and maybe we'll develop a group just for you because that's what we do. And, you know, I'm going to be doing Tuscany in September, which I'm just giddy about. There's like a few seats left on that. We've got a great trip called European Treasures. We're doing Hawaii in November.
Wow.
People never think about that, but it's pretty cold here in November, and that's a great time to go. We've got a Christmas markets trip. So lots and lots of things going on in the group division. And if you've not yet made spring break plans, now spring break is March.
I was going to say, can we still do that?
There's space available.
Okay.
There's space available. Flexibility is the key to that. Flexibility is the key. You know, if you absolutely positively have to leave on this particular Saturday for a week because that's when my kids have off of school, that may not be as easy as, we can take them out of school one day or we can go 5 days instead of seven or we can leave out of Chicago or Milwaukee. Any flexibility you can provide is always great because that gives us more options to give you. But there still is space available. People will tell you that the space is the packages themselves are a little higher priced this year. Hey, we just got out of COVID, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, these airlines and these hotels and resorts have to make that up some way. So
how do we do this? Because we have A, D, B, C already, but now we have B, C for before COVID and A, C for after COVID.
Yeah. Like, it's just maybe PP post-pandemic.
There you go. The world has shifted for sure.
It definitely has. So remember, we have people that are answering phones on Saturdays right now, 866-GO-FOX-GO. So it's, and I just heard Rose on the radio. She said there may be spring break space left. Remember, Easter is April 9th.
Okay.
So that kind of makes everything a little bit, the situation is every school has a different spring break, right. But it, usually with colleges, we start about the middle of March, and then some of the parochial schools will take the Holy Week. So the week of Easter will be their spring break. So, we've got that to work with. And if you haven't been anywhere, and hey, you know what? Did that little snowstorm we had on Thursday make you think? Now, you in Milwaukee didn't have too much.
No, not bad.
But I drove from Oshkosh to Sheboygan on the way home in the... it was... I was going 40 on 23. So I'm done with winter. Anyway, that's my
well,
one
good.
And done.
You get to leave it for 3 weeks, so we're good to go. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk travel. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose. When are you going to the land down under?
So I leave on Tuesday for New Zealand, and then I'm there for about 8 or 9 days, and then we fly over to Australia.
Nice. What a trip.
Great trip. It's an absolutely great trip. We've done it a couple of times. I have never been the tour manager on that trip, so I'm excited about that. And I have a number of travelers I've traveled with before that will be accompanying me, and some that I've never traveled with, so I'm excited for that.
Awesome. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620 from the 920 says, we're going to Jamaica and are wondering about cell phone usage. If we have Wi-Fi at the resort, can we text and view emails without charge, or do we need an international plan?
You probably don't need an international plan. Now, the beautiful thing, and I must qualify this, I was the one in my family group, friends and family group, that was the Android user. I was the one that made that group text green because I had the Android. And I realized about 2 or 3 years ago that with the rest of my family having iPhones, if you have Wi-Fi, you can text iPhone to iPhone.
Right.
So you can use iPhone for FaceTime. You can use iPhone. You can use Wi-Fi for FaceTime. You can use Wi-Fi to check your emails. You can use Wi-Fi. Now, the resorts have gotten better and better and better with Wi-Fi. You've probably experienced that. Remember way back
so
in the old days?
Better.
You'd have to get a little code from the front desk, and you'd have to sit in the lobby to use it. One device per room.
We were down the beach quite a ways and still connected. I'm like, wow, this has come a long way.
It definitely has. Yeah. So the only thing would be that if you needed to call somebody internally in Jamaica, you would not have the wherewithal to do it. So if you needed to call your transfer company, or you needed to call somebody in the United States, you would have to do that. Now, the smart thing to do, and Rose should listen to her own advice, is turn your phone on airplane mode so you're not roaming. I did not do a good job of that when I was in Argentina, and I thought, why is my cell phone bill so high? $44 worth of roaming charges in Argentina.
Yeah, keep it on airplane mode, use the Wi-Fi.
Yep, and you're good to go. But again, if you are one of those kind of people that needs to have 24/7 phone access for some reason, you can also check with your provider and find out if they can give you a plan for a month.
Yep, and a lot of them do that. Yep. Some of them now are including some of the destinations as well in Mexico, like T-Mobile. You can use it down there.
Yeah.
Like it, so you just got to check your plan.
Yeah. So the Caribbean is a little different. A little different. So check with that. But it may be as little as $10 a day. So for $70 on a week vacation, you could have complete
full access.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Question for Rose. Can she please clarify the new State Department warnings about travel to parts of Mexico?
Yes. So there are 7 states right now that had the United States government a day or two ago changed their level to do not travel. Do not travel. None of those states are tourist areas.
Okay.
Okay. So, for example, Cancun Riviera Maya is in Quintana Roo. Puerto Vallarta is in Jalisco. Cabo is in Baja. So it's none of those. Now, I will tell you this. There is a travel with caution for almost all of Mexico, including Quintana Roo.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be true of many places, though, these days? Like, aren't there places in the United States that fall under that same thing?
There absolutely are.
Yeah.
There absolutely are. So what you need to do is just think to yourself, how am I going to travel responsibly in this foreign country?
Right.
Yep. There are some issues with the taxis and the Uber drivers and things like that. Did you experience any of that?
Heard about it, but we didn't go off the resort when we were there. So
yeah. So I would probably recommend, if you feel like you want to go into, like you were close to Puerto Morales, if you want to go to Playa del Carmen and see what they call Fifth Avenue and all of that kind of thing, I would work with my concierge or my tour desk at my resort and not even have them do taxis or Ubers, but have transfers that they're providing, their drivers, their vehicles, and then you won't be involved in that as well.
Yeah. Yep. Good question, though. We'd love to hear from you. Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 924. Going to see a high of 43 today. Sounds beautiful. Already up to 30 in Milwaukee. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. I apologize if my voice cuts in and out. We were at Scafidi's last night. Scafidi's hideout, not Steve Scafidi's house. And they had...
Thanks for clarifying.
They had the hip-hop, old-school hip-hop bumping so loud in that joint that we were screaming to talk to each other. So
were you singing along?
Some of them, yeah. I know. I know the old-school hip-hop, the R&B stuff back in the
really?
Day. I do, yeah.
Oh.
Let's get on with the show. So Fox World Travel, you guys do it all. When it comes to travel, not just the group travel.
No, we don't. And actually, we have found more and more people who discovered us thanks to COVID. Not only are people referring people to us, their friends, because they said, you know, we took good care of them or whatever, but we're also finding out that people who used to manage their own business travel within their corporation realized, oh man, we're way out of our league here. Why don't we let a professional travel management company take care of this? And so our salespeople in that part of the business have just been going great guns because people want to learn more about Fox and what Fox can do for them on that side.
And business travel's coming back again, I hear.
Very much so. I just read an article yesterday, as a matter of fact. International travel, not so much yet. I think they're about 67% of what they were in 2019. But it's okay. We've weathered these storms before, and it will come back. We know that people who conduct business realize the importance of face-to-face, and Zooms are great. Don't get me wrong. We're embracing it. We're realizing that we can do, we can do document meetings for these kinds of groups by just having a live go-to webinar and record it. And you can watch it 3 or 4 or 5 times, and then you can get your questions answered and that kind of thing. So there definitely are some perks and benefits to it. But Colleen and I and all the rest of the people at Fox will tell you we loved doing those in-person shows. We love meeting the clients. Yeah. And we'll start doing those again. We definitely will start doing those again sometime soon.
All right. We have a text here that says, absolutely love this show. Thank you for that, Connie in Manitowoc. A few weeks back, Rose said what type of luggage she uses for domestic and international travel. And she did not write it down because she was driving. What do you use?
Yeah. So what I use is whatever's on sale at TJ Maxx. What we did talk about. The reason is that everything gets so beat up.
Yeah.
So beat up. So so there's two that I really recommend and I've done a ton of research on, and one is called Travel Pro. And when you are following a crew member from an airline in the airport, you're following that pilot, following those flight attendants, you'll look down and see they're probably pulling Travel Pro luggage.
Okay.
The other one is Tumi, T-U-M-I. They're both very expensive. Tumi more so than Travel Pro. hard side, soft side, that's completely up to you. You know, I've tried them all. I've tried them all. The airlines are not selective when it comes to beating up your bag. They don't go, oh, look, it's a travel pro. Let's be gentle with this one.
They're all getting thrown.
You're all getting beat up with it. So every season of travel, I just go to TJ Maxx. I buy the great big 26-inch bag for $89.99. It might be a Samsonite. It might be a Nautica. It might be London Fog. I'm currently traveling with a London Fog.
All right.
And it's beat up.
You chalk it up as a business expense, though. You like, I have to do this. It's part of my job. So I'm just every year know I'm going to need a new suitcase.
Well, if you travel more than I would say 4 times within a year, whether it's domestic or international, that's about what a bag can stand.
Really?
Yeah, so terrible to these bags.
So my bag from 20 years ago, I'm not traveling enough? Is that what you're telling me?
Do you have 360-degree...
No, those are so nice.
Buddy, come on.
No, I know. My wife's got one. Okay. She got upgraded, but I'm still using the old one with the 2 wheels on it. So yeah. At least I have wheels. I mean, there is that. All right. See, at the end of this, she says, P.S. love your website. So again, let's go through the website. There's so much on there.
There definitely is. So again, you hit the travel, you see vacation travel, business travel, meetings, and incentives. And then if you go over to YFox, that's where you find careers. And our good buddies at Good Karma Brands, it's over a month ago now because I was in Antarctica, let me be on that show and talk about what careers are available at Fox World Travel. People think, oh, I'd love to get in the travel industry, but I don't have any travel background. You don't have to have travel background. We need marketing people. We need IT people. We need accounting people. And we also will start soon training for both business travel advisors and vacation travel advisors. And so if you've always wanted to do it, right? In fact, what's the first thing I see when I pull it up? Vacation Travel Program Associate Paid Training Opportunity.
There you go.
They will train you, and then you've basically learned the Fox way right then and there, which is the best way. The Fox way is the best way.
Of course it is. Yes. This is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane here. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. We are going to take a break and go to the Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore Pooley. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Just going to let this play a while.
I could listen to Waltz and Matilda all day long.
Rose Gray, Dayton Kane here. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 935. Thanks for tuning in this morning. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620, and we have some texts here that we can get to. Let's go. Thinking of going to Antigua or Curaçao in December. Any suggestions on which place is more interesting? Any recommendations for accommodations? Love the show.
Yeah, so Antigua is a little more obscure than we're used to. There is a Sandals in Antigua, which is my first experience there, and the second one was on a cruise ship. It's different, it's diverse, and it's absolutely lovely. Now, Curaçao is in the ABC Islands, so Aruba, Barbados, and Curaçao, so just off of the South America continent, is that little cluster of those islands.
Okay.
Okay. Now, does the texter say when travel may take place?
No.
Okay. If I were to be going to a Caribbean warm weather destination during hurricane season, which runs June 1 through December 1,
that's a long season.
It's a very long season. Remember where we had hurricanes?
Yeah.
This past season, I would pick Curaçao because it is outside of the hurricane band.
Okay.
Antigua is not. So depending on when you're going to go, both of them are lovely. Both of them each have their own. Curaçao, you'll find a lot more divers. It's a diving destination. Okay. So
some good reefs off of
it. Yeah, very much so.
All right. If you have an early flight out of Milwaukee, do you suggest staying at one of the hotels by the airport?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And that's coming from a 920 area code, so it could be up north.
Sheboygan County. Yeah. That would
Appleton,
be.
Appleton, Oshkosh.
Yep, that's what. So your gut's in it, right? You're going to fly nonstop out of Milwaukee, and you're thinking your vacation is set, and it's a 6:30 a.m. Swift Airlines charter flight, and you leave your house at fill in the blank, 2:30 in the morning or whatever it is. And think of anything. Flat tire.
Snow.
Mechanical problem with your vehicle.
Accident.
Yeah. And then you miss your flight.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So here's the thing. So when we did those group travels with you guys, we would all, a lot of us would get the hotel room. So you get your parking for the week included in that.
Yep.
And then you have a party before you even go. Like the night before you're going on your party, if there's a bunch of you, you just hang out in the bar and have some fun and get ready to go on your trip.
100%. And there's a lot of good ones around the airport. A lot of good ones. And we recommend that for Chicago as well.
Yeah.
So it's called a stay and park, park and stay, park, stay and go. They all have different names for them, but you essentially pay for a hotel room and a little extra for the parking. And it's usually 8 nights of parking because they realize you're going to stay one night and then your car is going to be there 7 nights and then you're going to pick it up on the return. And then the other thing to remember to do, well, A, use Fox World Travel to make that booking. But if you don't, you decide to do it on your own, make sure you check when the shuttle runs. We ran into that during COVID. It used to be 24 hours at this particular hotel, and now they didn't start until 4 a.m. And with a 6:30 charter, you're okay. But, you know, you maybe wanted to go a little earlier. So
I didn't even think of that.
Does it have 24-hour shuttle service? And does it go every half hour? Or how does that work? So I love that. You're not going to sleep the night before anyway. You're too excited. So you're going to be excited in your own home or you're going to be excited in your hotel room. You decide.
Right. And who wants to get up at 2 in the morning to drive down? Yeah,
exactly.
Good morning. Love the show. Can I ask how COVID safe are the cruises for seniors these days? Thank you, Joanne.
Well, here's the thing. Almost every cruise line still has their crew wearing masks. So the crew are wearing masks.
Okay.
My Antarctica trip was no exception. The crew wore masks. Anybody that you see wearing a mask is just somebody that's being
cautious.
Proactive and cautious. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you feel like you want to. Something to keep in mind that the cruise lines in general got very beat up during COVID because think all the way back to when this very first started. It was a Princess cruise ship, I think off of Japan or someplace in Asia, and they were stuck there because they had the COVID situation. But cruise lines have had issues like that for many, many years. There's a norovirus, and coronavirus, COVID, is a norovirus. So that's spread by
breathing
and hand-to-hand contact or picking it up from
whatever.
So a lot of the cruise lines are no longer having buffets that you are serving yourself. You're still going through the buffet line, but somebody's saying, do you want this? Do you want this? A little bit like high school cafeteria.
Sure.
I get that, but it's not the
everybody's way. Digging in and
everybody's
leaning under the sneeze guard. And
touching the utensil that you're scooping with and those kinds of things. So, and remember, the cruise lines had this down pat for a long time. Every place you go on a cruise ship, there are going to be sanitizers everywhere. And this was way before COVID.
Right.
And there would often be somebody standing there reminding you to sanitize before you walked into a dining room. So, again, it's how you decide to handle it, how you decide you want to move forward with it. You are going to be in close proximity, lots and lots of people.
Right.
That's the simple truth of the matter. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Great questions. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Sunny, breezy, mild, a high of 43 today, 32 in Milwaukee. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. We do have Wally on the line from Appleton. Good morning, Wally. What's your question for Rose?
Well, my wife is thinking of a cruise. We've never been on a cruise. We're in our 70s. I wish I was in my 60s.
Time flies, Wally.
but I want to go. If I'm going to go, because I feel I'd be bored. I want to go like on about a 5-day, maybe 6-day cruise. And you know, not that I'm a teetotaler, but I don't want, you know, a party type atmosphere.
Right.
I'd rather just a relaxing thing, you know, have a few drinks whenever. And I know one of the things she would like to see is Belize. So, you know, that limits it. And I want something not high end, but, you know, not low end either. I'd like, you know, I've been looking at them secretly without telling her.
Oh, hope she's not listening.
No, she's in Florida actually right now. You know, something with a view, I don't know what you would call it, you know, with balcony, you know, overlooking the ocean and things like that. I don't know where to start.
Okay, so first of all, you should send that request to Fox World Travel, and you can do that by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com. And then when you go to the vacation tab, you will actually find a place where you can say contact us, and you can put that all in an email. And we have people that sort those and give those to the right people. So we have cruise specialists who will know everything there is to know. Now, I'm thinking with your age group and for what it is you're looking for, you're probably thinking more like Holland America, celebrity. Yep. Those are very good, more above average cruise lines that are not going to attract the partiers that you were hoping to avoid. That's just not their bag. The other thing I want to probably address with you is this. You should probably still look at a 7-day for a couple of reasons. One, if Belize and or Honduras are on that itinerary, it's almost for sure going to be a 7-day itinerary because of the routing. Second of all, what they tend to do on the 4-, 5-, and 6-day cruises, and 6 is less common, 4- and 5-day cruises are more common, is they'll have 1 or 2 ports of call and then 2 days at sea. So I'm thinking because you don't want to be bored, you want ports of call. So what you should be looking for is a 7-day with at least 4 ports of call. That's what I'd be looking for.
Okay.
Because ports of call are the days you're going to get off the ship and you're going to do stuff and you're going to experience a destination and you're going to learn about a country and you're going to not be bored. The days at sea are the days that you're going to be sitting up on the deck, having some drinks, going to play bingo, learning about towel folding. I don't know. You know, that to me is, I'm not an at-sea day girl. I'm not good at it. I would much prefer to have a very active itinerary. So Holland America, celebrity, 7 days, 4 ports of call. That's what that would be my criteria for you.
Okay. And do those usually leave out of Fort Lauderdale, Miami, or?
All of the above. Those can leave out of Fort Lauderdale. Those can leave out of, sometimes because you're going to be looking to do that West Coast type area. If you're looking to do Belize or Guatemala or Honduras or some of those Central American countries, you may even sometimes see one out of Tampa.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that would be okay. Is it too late to book for like March and early April of this year?
I think if you're flexible and you give that information to put that in your request and tell them these are the dates and give them the widest range you can give them, say March 25th through April 15th, they can work with you on that.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Had me going for until you went with the towel folding.
He wanted to know about the nightclub. That's what he wanted to know about.
Yeah. All right, Wally. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Wally. Good question.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We do have some text lined up that we'll get through coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. I'm Dayton Kane. This is WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rocking out here, Isaac. Why are we playing this? Is there a reason? Can't hear you, buddy. All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line.
Let's knock some texts out.
It's Tame Impala. They're from Australia.
Oh, there you go.
Australia. So you're leaving Tuesday.
That's true.
And we'll be gone the next 3 weeks.
It's an 18-day trip. I actually come home on the 4th of March, but not in time to do the show.
Okay. So we're going to have Colleen next week?
Yep.
All right. Colleen Ellsberg here next week. Let's get through these
Yeah, we got a lot. Here. I stand corrected on several things
here. I haven't heard much about St. Martin lately. Is that passe? Are people still going to St. Martin?
Yeah, so St. Martin, again, one of the reasons that just like Antigua and Curacao and several of the others that people ask about, there aren't many all-inclusives there. And we as Midwesterners seem to really, really love those all-inclusives. Yeah. And there are some, but not many. St. Martin is an interesting island in that it is French and Dutch. Half of it's French, half of it's Dutch. So it's, I think there's nothing wrong at all with it. We just don't get a lot of requests for it. And there's no charters there. Remember, nonstop charters, all inclusive. That's what the Midwesterners like.
Right. Yeah. That's what I like.
That's what I like.
Neurovirus is a gastrointestinal virus passed by fecal matter on utensils, etc. While COVID-19 is a respiratory virus, not the same, neuro not needing masks. Still should wash your hands.
Still wash your hands. So I did not go to medical school. I stand corrected. I'm just telling you that the cruise ships have been dealing with these kinds of things, gastrointestinal type issues and things like that for a long, long time. And I think they did a very good job of keeping things under control before, and they just took the hit during COVID. And they're coming back stronger and stronger, as evidenced by the other text that said somebody just came off of the Wonder. Please call in and tell us about it.
The largest cruise ship in the world.
Please call in and tell us how phenomenal this was.
It's followed up with no one was wearing masks and you could select all your food by yourself. So it just depends. Depends on where you're going. I actually went into a clinic about 2-3 weeks ago because I was feeling sick. Gave them all my symptoms, and they didn't even test me for COVID. Like, that's how far past this we seem to have gotten. Like, I had all the COVID symptoms. They didn't even check. Like, so, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. We're in a weird world right now. Everybody trying to figure out post-pandemic.
Post-pandemic. And we all still have to be very vigilant, not only about COVID in general, but our own personal safety. And health is included safety. So be safe.
Right. And comfort level too.
Yeah.
If you're going to be stressed out the entire time you're on the trip, don't take the trip. You're just wasting your money.
And we talk about that all the time. We talked about that during COVID. If you were going to be worried about getting tested, don't do it. If something is so off-putting to you that you just are so worried about it, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
Yeah. Don't go if it's going to stress you out. All right. So we've got a couple minutes left. Let's tell everybody what they need to know.
So FoxWorldTravel.com, there are people manning those phones from 9 a.m. to noon during what we call busy season. This is busy season. We haven't had a busy season for a couple of years, and it is overwhelmingly busy, and we're trying our very best to get back to people in a timely manner. What we ask is what we asked of Wally. If you can go to our website, FoxWorldTravel.com, hit the Contact Us button. There's an opportunity for you to not only fill out a form on the vacation travel side. What if you had a business and you wanted to have somebody call on you for your business travel needs? What if you had meetings and incentives needs? We can meet that. What if you got a destination wedding question? All of those are on that Contact Us page.
There's also information on the site about insurance and visa stuff, like all kinds of.
So if you go to the resources tab, so travel, that's my first go-to. Then Why Fox, that's where the careers are in our history of our company. But if you go to the resources tab, you can actually get a quote for insurance that will hold, I believe, for 7 days. So you're not quite ready to buy it, or you want to look at some other options. We sell Travel Guard, which is an AIG company, and you know you need travel insurance when you're traveling internationally. For the most part, your health insurance here in the United States will not cover you outside of the U.S.
Right.
Sometimes Canada, sometimes Mexico, but you need that. So you can also find out about vacation travel shows. So when we've got upcoming things that we're going to be offering on go-to webinars and things like that, you can also go to Travel Show with Rose Gray and you can hear the show again and again and again.
Because why wouldn't you?
Exactly. And play it for your friends or whatever. So there's all kinds of beautiful things on that resources page. And then the blog tab. 2020 Trending Exotic Travel Destinations with Uniworld. Introducing your Fox Group tour managers. We tell you your tour manager is going to be Charity. You want to know who Charity is? That's where you find it out. Amazing benefits of using a travel advisor. We've got business news up there. We've got so much content on this website. So proud of our marketing team for keeping this thing so fresh and so new and so user-friendly.
All right. Well, thank you for being a guest on the show the last 2 weeks.
No kidding. Just wish me safe travels.
Yes. New Zealand, Australia, the next few weeks. Safe travels. Enjoy it. I'm sure it's going to be lovely this time of year. And Colleen in next week for you.
That's right.
Is she in all 3 weeks or do we not know that yet?
Colleen is in all 3 weeks.
She's filling in all three.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good to see you.
Yeah.
Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
That is the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.